The city's Department of Transportation Services will be securing funding to plan and design a pedestrian and bicycle bridge over the Alawai Canal. DTS Director Wes Freistacke says it will be a community-driven project.
We're aware that it has both strong supporters and strong opponents, but it has enough technical merit that we believe it should be investigated in a serious manner.
A location, style, or other details have not been determined, but the study will include the feasibility of building a vehicular bridge at the urging of City Council member Trevor Ozawa.
The amount of growth that we've had in Waikiki, show me a study, show me analytics that show that a pedestrian bridge without the opportunity to even carry a car is better than the alternative, which I would say we need to look at.
Ron Lockwood served as chair of the McCully Mo'ili'ili Neighborhood Board for nearly three decades. He left the board this year, but says he opposed the Alawai Bridge every time it was brought up, and is still against it because of increased traffic congestion.
Even with bicycles now, we're looking at twice a day, there's over 700 extra cars coming in, dropping off children from the ages of 6 to 11. That would be Iolani School and Alawai Elementary School. And it's just not a good mixture with all those cars coming in and bicycles.
Lockwood also says the Alawai Canal is protected under the National Historic Preservation Act, and erecting a bridge will be difficult, if not impossible.
One of the fears is, we'll start with a pedestrian bridge, but then people will go, we need another exit out of Waikiki for emergencies, so now we need a four-lane bridge.
Across the Alawai Canal, Robert Finley has chaired the Waikiki Neighborhood Board for 16 years and is an advocate for residents living there.
We've been supporting it for a long time. It's the logical answer to our people who live in two-story, three-story walk-ups, that when we have a tsunami alert, the Alawai becomes just totally clogged. They cannot get out. Some of them race to a hotel, but the hotels are only obligated to shelter their employees and their guests.
Meanwhile, Hawaii Bicycling League Executive Director Chad Taniguchi says an Alawai Bridge is long overdue.
A lot of people go to live in Waikiki, and a lot of people live Mo'ili'ili Makali, work in Waikiki. So it should be built. People are going to use it. There can be beautiful, iconic bridges that can be built. And anytime you have a bridge and a waterway, it's going to be nice.
DTS Director Freistacke would like to start meeting with neighborhood boards and community groups starting in the fall.
Normally, these bridges for that amount of span, I believe it's over 200 feet, would cost no less than $5 million and probably no more than $10 million. But if you wanted to get into certain materials or maybe a covered bridge or certain amenities, it could be up to $13 or $14 million.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.